MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. Jonathan Stamper of Oklahoma is accused of hiring drivers to take apart and move 11 pumping units worth a combined $2 million from sites in Lee and Eddy County last year. Authorities say 9 were sold to a company in Midland, and 2 others were delivered to Stamper's company in Lindsay, Oklahoma. They also say the transportation and broker service that Stamper hired lost about $800,000 on the scheme, and one company was forced to close because of it. This arrest comes after the creation of the Southeast New Mexico Task Force, made up of sheriff deputies and the Bureau of Land Management agents, to combat crime in the oil fields.
This is the first time I've heard of a full pump jack being stolen, especially having 11 of them stolen. We normally deal with crude oil, copper wire, burglaries of the tools at the well sites.
Said Lee County Sheriff's Office Deputy J.W. Grady. And Acadio Lucero was found guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting death of Mark Rommel in October of 2023. Agents with the New Mexico State Police Investigations Bureau said the incident stemmed from a planned child custody exchange between Rommel and his estranged female partner. The female was accompanied by her boyfriend, Lucero, who had armed himself prior to the meeting. Lucero admitted to deliberately arming himself and firing at Rommel, and investigators stated Rommel was unarmed. The four-day jury trial concluded with the jury reaching the guilty verdict, and Lucero was immediately sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole in 30 years. And a Roswell program is continuing to serve the community even after floods devastated Chavez County late last year. Casa Kids Family Resource Center says they continue to deliver food recovery services from the October floods while also managing cases for the youth they serve. The program has distributed more than $140,000 in direct aid to Chavez County families, and they do not plan on stopping anytime soon. Casa Kids is also launching a new mobile unit to better serve Chavez County, and there will be an open house on Monday at their facility on Main Street. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.